from Mosaic Marketing. This is Small Business Spotlight, a show that gives small businesses a spotlight to what they do.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is a great opportunity that we have today. This is our second episode, and I've got a fabulous guest with us today. We're going to be discussing the 5 secrets to a successful business. And it gives me great pleasure to introduce Mr. Al Canosa, the president and CEO of Mosaic Marketing. How are you doing there today, Al?
I'm doing great. And I want to thank you for the honor and inviting me to this second episode.
Well, why not? I mean, part of this podcast is that we have an opportunity to talk to our listeners out there about what we do here at Mosaic and Mosaic Marketing, advertising, printing, and signage. And how long you've been into business, Al?
I graduated from Quinnipiac. At that time, it was called Quinnipiac College in 1969. And I immediately went into the business world. I've been involved since almost 50 years in the business world. Now, in my stage of life today, what I like to do is inform people about what is important in the business world. And this is an opportunity for me to do that. And I appreciate this time we're spending today.
Oh, great. One of the things that is important in any business is that you have these customers that you're reaching out to. And part of it is, in most cases, for small business, is selling them something and building the business. It's almost impossible these days to not make consistent sales if you don't have a strong brand. So what do you think about that whole idea of having a brand?
Well, I think, first of all, the way I look at it is what we're really doing is trying to help people in their particular business. We're trying to help people develop their business than trying to sell them something from Mosaic. The brand that we're building here is that we are Mosaic is a marketing company, and that we've got a variety of tools to help people develop their business. The brand that we're pushing is that Mosaic is here to help you develop your business through traditional marketing as well as through digital marketing. So that's basically how I see what we're doing here at Mosaic.
So with this situation that we have with today's climate, how does these 5 secrets to a successful business work?
Before I really got involved with the Mosaic business, I was president CEO of a publicly traded company. We're listed on New York Stock Exchange. And I worked for that company for 25 years. And the company was very successful. While I was there, I started to think about, why are we successful? What makes us successful? I wanted to sit back and put my feet up on the desk and think about this and get away from the day-to-day activities of running the business. So it took me a while, and I boiled it down to these 5 concepts, and that's what we're here to talk about today. And the first of the 5 is the secret of success is consistency of purpose. So if you were planning on going on vacation and we're going to drive from Connecticut to San Diego, that's our mission. That's our purpose. And we can't wait to get to San Diego, but we're going to drive there. It's going to take us about a week to drive there at a normal pace. And we're not going to let anything stand in our way. We may do a little sightseeing along, but we're going to end up in San Diego. And that's what this consistency of purpose is. Before you begin your journey, you've got to understand where you're going, and you've got to be consistent in regards to how you're going to get there. So the very first item that I think is very important is to begin with consistency of purpose.
So is that like having a map, just like you said, going from one part A to part B, or knowing exactly where you're going to go?
Where you're going to end up. You may have a little deviation. You may say, well, on our way over there, we're going to stop and see the Grand Canyon.
Right.
You know, so we're going to take a little side trip to the Grand Canyon. But that's only a side trip. It's not where you ended up. Our goal is to get to San Diego.
So in a small business, let's take a small business example, a restaurant. The restaurant wants to have the best pizza or the best filet mignon, or they want to have an unbelievable fried chicken. So is the end result the product?
I'm glad you picked a restaurant. This is why I go to a particular restaurant. Why do I go to the same Italian restaurant time after time? Why do you do that? Why does anyone do it? Because they know that when they go there, that dish of pasta is going to taste like it did the last time you were there. So it's a consistency that drives you to go to the restaurant. And so if I was running a restaurant, which I never ran a restaurant, but if I ran a restaurant, I want to make sure that whatever I'm preparing is consistently prepared so the expectation of the customer is always met. And so that's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. So you have a consistency in the food preparation, and so the client knows, your customer knows, that when they go there 6 months from now, that dish of pasta tastes the same way it did, and it was delicious the first time I went there, and it's going to be delicious every single time I go. And that's what consistency of purpose is, basically.
So if we were to also look at it as brand values, like your brand voice or your brand message, and making sure that it's cohesive and consistent, you want to figure out exactly who you are, right?
Yeah.
And how you want to present your brand and, again, stand proudly in it. I mean, you want to be proud when every customer comes to your restaurant or any business that because you're consistent, that you're proud of it. And to be consistent across everything. I mean, the way you people come into the door, way you advertise, and the way you present your whole business. Consistency is very important.
Yes. And for you to succeed, you have to be consistent in your approach to whatever you're doing. So if we're going to be in Mosaic's case, we view ourselves as a marketing company. So we want to get that message heard consistently so people understand when we go there, Mosaic knows both digital marketing as well as traditional marketing. We feel comfortable that they know what they're doing and they could guide us.
Great. So tip number one is consistency of purpose. All right. What do you have for tip number two?
Step number two is begin with the end in mind and ties in with consistency. Because let's say the end in mind is that we're going to provide a website to a client. The end result is that we're going to provide a website. So we're going to do everything we can to be sure that we're capable of delivering a modern, up-to-date website that we could all be proud of. So that's what I mean by having know what you're trying to do and make sure you do it right. Keep the end in mind. It's very important. Now, we could have another end. Another end could be we want to increase our sales. Our end in mind is we want to be a billion-dollar company in 5 years from now. So it's going to take us 5 years to get there. But you've got consistency of purpose as well as an end game. Your end game is in 5 years, you want to be a much larger company than you are today. So you're going to use all the tools you can to create a company that is a billion-dollar company 5 years from now. So that's another example of keeping the end in mind.
Okay, so say we're another small business. We're not looking at to make $1 billion in 5 years. We want to make, say, $200,000 by the end of the year as a small business. We have a product that we know that people like, and we've been consistent and we're proud of it. But our end game is that we want to at least make $200,000 at the end of the year. You're saying to use all the tools that are needed to get there. So what are some of the tools that people really, as a small business, need to really get to that point? That's their end game.
Right. Well, the first thing you got to understand is how are you going to satisfy your customer? How are you going to meet their expectations? So are you going to meet it by missing delivery dates?
No.
Are you going to consistently miss delivery dates? You're never going to get to be $200,000.
You got to make delivery dates.
You got to make your delivery dates.
Right.
So you got to figure out what is important to that customer. So delivery is important. The quality is important. The price is important. That's what you got to concentrate on. And so and also the value you bring to that client. So it's not only the product, but you may come up with some alternative. So the value added is also critical and for you to achieve a growth in sales, whatever it may be, a small growth or a large growth. So those are the key things you would think about in that situation, where the goal is to develop the revenue side of your business. In the next 1 year, 5 years, whatever it may be. So you got to figure out what the important ingredients are. And what I believe the ingredients that are important in increasing sales volume is what I just mentioned. It's understanding what your customer is looking for, delivering a product on time, that it's of high quality, priced reasonable, and you're adding value to the customer and the value could be suggesting other approaches, maybe something new that they haven't thought about to help them develop their business. That develops your business. So the key, again, is you're helping your clients, which in turn will help you.
How do you think personalization comes into that? You know, like basically making sure that your own personal touch is part of the makeup of it.
I think it's important because we all have a certain personality. And if you have a demeanor that is abrasive, even though you have all those other good ingredients I mentioned a few minutes ago, it's going to be very difficult for you to move forward and to help that client move forward. So I think the personal touch is key also. So you got to be able to relate to people. And for people to trust you and for them to understand that you do have the experience and knowledge and wisdom to help them develop their business, which in turn will help.
That's a great observation of personality and that personal touch. And and people want to see when you say you have a coffee shop and you have baristas, they want to see them like being happy and greeting the customer with excitement and saying, hey, you know, it's important that I'm here to help you receive the best coffee that I can give you. And I stand behind my coffee. It's that personal touches, you know, it identifies purpose, you know, of what you're doing. You know, we got the first tip is success in consistency of purpose. Second tip is begin with the end in mind. So what would you say is the third tip or guiding principle of a successful business?
Well, one of the things that's going to happen, and you don't like to think about this, and a lot of people don't want to think negatively. You always think on the positive. But I hate to say it, as we go along in life, we go along in business, we're going to have a failure. So you got to anticipate that you're going to have a failure. You can't anticipate that everything is going to be perfect. So you got to know what you're going to do when you fail. And you got to think about that before you fail. So it doesn't overcome you and overwhelm you. So I thought about it and I said, listen, I'm going to fail. I don't know what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, but it is going to happen. But I know what I'm going to do when I fail. And what I'm going to do is pick myself up with even greater resolve and continue to move forward on the purpose, the consistency of purpose, and with the begin with the end in mind, 2 points I mentioned earlier. You got to know that up front so you don't get overwhelmed when you do fail. And so that's an important ingredient. And I know that I hate to say it, but we are going to run into some obstacle as we move along.
So we can't be afraid to fail. That's tip number three.
Yep.
You can't be afraid to fail.
And it will happen.
Yeah, because there's always going to be competition, and there's no one in the world that has the exact same story or history of you as your small business. You have to make sure that you are not afraid of the unknown. Be prepared. You will fail if you have to fail. Just got to pick yourself up and keep going, doing what you have to do. Stand in your own purpose and speaking about it and start talking about your brand and your story. And it's all about the customer too. So if you fail, get up and just keep going. Wow. I'm really liking this, Al. This is great.
It's not that complicated when you think about it.
No. Everybody fails with something. I mean, me, I couldn't really play baseball. I like playing baseball, but I couldn't really play baseball. I had a lot of fun, and I kept going.
Yep.
And eventually, I, hit a couple home runs and felt pretty good about it. So once you do that, you say, hey, I can do it again. Try again, right?
Right. Yep.
So tip number four. What's tip number four?
Well, it's in line with the failure situation. And so let's keep this in mind. We're going to have an issue, and we're going to walk by it. But the thing you got to say to yourself, failure happened, but there's a future. You can't do anything about what happened in the past. Whatever it may be, it could be a failure, it could be great success, but you can't change that. So what we got to keep in mind is that the future is ours to change, not the past. Not to dwell on the past. You could learn from the past. You could develop wisdom from the past. But really, the future is tomorrow. And that's what we are going to win or lose. It's what goes on tomorrow, not what happened in the past. So always keep that in mind.
So tip number four, learn to walk past failure. Right? Understand it is not ours to recover. Tomorrow is ours to win or to lose.
That's true. Yep.
You know, how does this work with one of the biggest ways that people start to know about your business? Word of mouth. So you walk past failure, but you've gotten like a couple of bad testimonials, or like on Google, somebody put a bad comment on your business or something. And I mean, it's there. How do you just walk past that and keep going?
Oh, in that particular case, if someone gives you a bad review, you should immediately, and it is in Google, you should immediately respond to that bad review with some kind of comment on why that happened and what you're going to do about it in the future. We got to learn from that. And we got to make sure it doesn't happen again. So even though we may have an excuse for it and we come up with some excuse, oh, we didn't deliver on time because our supplier didn't give us the supplies on time. And that's why we couldn't deliver on time. Now, if we just said, oh, it wasn't our fault, it was the supplier, and we don't do anything about it, then it's going to happen again. So we may have to start searching for another supply in order to make sure that that doesn't happen again in the future. But if we don't do anything about it, then we may have another problem again. So if you get a bad testimonial, whatever, if it's your fault, the supplier's fault, or you got to make sure that you recognize the truth and make adjustments so you don't do it again. So that's the best way I got to answer that.
So that's learning from your failures and trying to move forward over that, taking care of what the problems are right away so it doesn't happen again. That's a good tip, actually. Yeah. You know,
one of the things you and I talk about, words of wisdom that I have, and that is you could learn knowledge, but you live wisdom. So in an example like we just talked about, we learned something, we did something wrong. So now what are we going to do about it? Is going forward. And so now as we go on in life, we know if this situation happens, this negative or positive will result. That's the wisdom side of the learning experience. So we know how to capitalize or monetize on our learning in the future, and that's the wisdom part that is missing in a lot of young entrepreneurs, that they have to learn as they develop themselves and gain more and more experience. So learning, you could learn knowledge, but you got to live wisdom.
So that's part of the time that it takes. Right. Like I was saying, you know, if you have a small business and you're looking not to make $1 billion in 5 years, but say $200,000 in a year, that's time. It's going to take time. And some of the things you have to do, making sure that you're pleasing your customer, making sure that that customer is aware of what you're doing and that you're doing the best that you can and that you're proud. You stand proud and be consistent, right?
Yep.
Tip number 4, learn to walk past your failures. Okay, so now we're coming to the last of our 5 tips.
This one here is a little more tricky, because what you got to try to do is to catch the vision, catch the vision of greatness, but it's develop the ability to see things how they might be, not as they are. So in other words, let's say that today we have gas vehicles. Almost 99.9% of all the vehicles are run by gasoline, basically, fossil fuel. But the vision, and this is very obvious today, but the vision in the future is that we're going to go to electric vehicles. We're not there yet, but that's the vision of the future. And so we've got to catch that vision, because you want to be on the forefront of what's going to be happening in the future. Another example is, let's take, for example, an MRI machine. We all know how expensive they are. They're very expensive. We probably all don't know how expensive they are, but they are expensive. We know how big they are. We know the footprint that they take, the building you need to put an MRI in, and all the other equipment that goes along with it so it functions correctly. So what happens if we could take an MRI that has a footprint that of a building that is 20 feet by 20 feet, and we could develop a MRI that is the size of your telephone? Think about how that's going to change the future. And these are the kind of things that we should be trying to focus on. And it's hard to do that because we're so tied up in the everyday. I get in my car, start it up, and I go wherever I want to go. And if I run out of gas, I stop at the gas station, get gas, and keep going. You know, you don't take time out to think about how can we develop another source of transportation that doesn't use gasoline? Or how can we come up with another machine that's similar to an MRI, does everything that an MRI does, instead of being in a room that's 20 feet by 20 feet, it's in a piece of equipment the size of your cell phone that you could put in your pocket. I mean, this is the kind of things that we should be thinking about. So it's catch the vision of what's going to be changing in the future, basically. And that's how you're going to stay ahead in business. You're going to stay ahead of the competition. You're going to help your clients develop their business and be more effective in cost effectiveness or gain market share. And that's the value added part that we talked about earlier. Bring value added to the process.
You touched this point this one point that you really touched base on was to see things as they might be, not simply as they are. Look at some of the people that have done that and have been successful at that.
Take a look at Thomas Edison. Perfect example of what we're talking about. He developed the light bulb. I mean, you know, changed everything. You know, people at when the sun went down, they were reading by candlelight.
Or lighting lamps.
Lighting lamps.
Yeah.
You know, kerosene lamps or whatever. Now we have the light bulb. And think of how that changed everything. Same thing with the Wright brothers. You know, whoever thought about flying like a bird. We always had a dream of flying like a bird. But the Wright brothers made it a reality. And that developed into going to today, we could fly to Rome in 6 hours. In the future, we may be able to fly to Rome in an hour. Think about how that was going to change the way we do that. But it will happen. These things will happen. So it's those are examples of what I'm talking about. Is you know, don't see things as they are today. Try to envision what they're going to be tomorrow.
So tip number 5, catch the vision of greatness. Well, you know, our 5 tips to small business success really can empower people and give them the ability to find their purpose, bring personality and brands to their business, enlighten others, develop a way to communicate with your customers. These are not really secrets. They're principles. And Al, you really have the ability to bring the principles of business to light. And I want to thank you very much for being here and being part of this podcast. And thank you again, Al.
And I want to thank you.
All right.